Welcome to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by WaFed Bank. Get the new Sounders Rewards Card from WaFed Bank to score exclusive fan experiences, team swag, and more. The Sounders FC Postmatch Show starts now.
Well, a tough day at the office for your Seattle Sounders, and 32,000 here at Lumen Field going home disappointed. A few Sporting Kansas City fans over in the northeast corner of the stadium. They're the happy ones. But for your Sounders, a 3-1 loss today against Sporting Kansas City. You get Johnny Russell, a free kick goal in the 31st. A Kellen Rowe giveaway leads to Daniel Chaloui's ninth goal of the year in the 42nd. Freddie Montero gets one back to the Sounders at the start of the second half there in the 51st. It's his 50th regular season goal for Seattle. And then Cameron Duke, he catches Javier Arriaga sleeping, and he scores there in the 72nd minute. That caps off the 3-1 win for Sporting Kansas City. Jackson Feltz, Danny Jackson, and Wade Weber here for the next 20 minutes or so to break this thing down. And Danny, I'll start with you with just opening thoughts on what is the Sounders' second loss of the season.
You know, I'm just looking at the starting lineup for our team, and I think, unfortunately, we just carried too many players today. And Wade's got the stat of you can carry one to two players, and the stats of winning and being competitive in a game go down. And I think if you look down the lineup today, I think there's some decent performances. I thought, again, Yamar had a good, solid game. I thought Josh Atencio did well when he dropped back into the back line. And again, as he sat in midfield, JP got around the field, wasn't as influential necessarily across 90 minutes as we've seen him. I thought Freddie and Raul had, again, had a decent outing. Obviously, Freddie with the goal, Raul was dangerous. Chip hit the cross, hit the post. But unfortunately, we did have a couple of players who made number one individual mistakes, gave up goals. We talked about that at halftime, losing the first two goals in the first half. And then, of course, extremely poor defending. I mean, as many people say, like youth defending, really. Just ball watching, complete unawareness of where the player was, but in his blind side. And then obviously put his hand up, desperation in his hand going up in the air, trying to look for a free kick. So, you know, I think heavy legs may have played a part into it. We've seen the Sounders come out the gates much, much quicker. I think KC dictated the way they wanted to play today. They kept decent possession in good areas. They exploded into life when they won the ball in the middle area of the field. Certainly for the second goal, they showed that. And obviously to get the free kick on the edge of the box for the third goal, of the first goal as well. So, you know, you got to give credit sometimes to good teams that come into a difficult place like this. And we know that Lumen Field over the years has been an extremely difficult place for away teams to come. The crowd gets into it. It's loud. The Sounders, especially under Brian Schmetzer, have such a good record at home. But they really had a game plan, Wade, and they executed that game plan. They absorbed pressure. They kept the ball at times. They made the Sounders chase, and they took advantage of mistakes.
Yeah, there's an element of cold water in the face. You know, a dose of reality that the Sounders have been living, not a charmed life, because they have worked very, very hard to get where they are in the table. Don't forget, they are still in first place in the Western Conference. But they've worked really hard. However, they're missing key pieces, and you can't commit the sort of errors. I'm not even talking the number of errors, but the sort of errors that the team made this evening in critical moments as they're trying to build transition opportunities for opponents. You can't do that against a good team and not expect to get out of it unscathed. You know, you think about that. Seattle gets a goal back. It's 2-1. Freddie's got a half chance. There's those moments where you think, oh, just a little bit of quality here or there, and the Sounders come back to 2-2 from 2-0 at halftime. But really, it was a deserved win for Sporting. I do like the fact that the Lumen Field in-stadium thing lists them as the Kansas City Wizards.
On Heritage
still,
Night, right.
On Heritage Night, yeah. But I'm, you know, as much as you never want to lose, for me it's extra painful because of the fact that it is a 32,000 seat, and it was a lovely night. Everyone here was buzzing, excited for the game. And it's a letdown when you leave. I know the players will feel that as well, Danny. You know those locker rooms when you go back in and you know, man, we let some people down. But I think what they've done so far this season, it's hard for me to be, you know, overly disappointed. Just like Thursday was a euphoric high.
Yeah.
This is a low reality somewhere in between.
You know, when you look at KC, you know, the players that they were missing, you could probably count on one hand. And I think the players that we're missing, you can count on two hands, right? And And that's the difference. I mean,
you might need a foot as well.
Yeah. You know, yeah, so maybe a baker's dozen or whatever. So, you know, when you look at this, those players, the squad players as you'd call them, the players who wouldn't typically be, if everybody was fit and healthy, they may not get on the field. The squad players, the young players, you have to play up to a high capacity of their potential. And that's really what Thursday was. You probably superseded expectations in terms of the level of maturity, both with and without the ball. And then as a team, we saw it at halftime at Austin and again at full-time, just the togetherness that they showed. And they really kind of, everyone bought into what Brian was trying to do. Today, it just didn't get going. We didn't see that wave of continuous pressure. You know, Raul was finding bits and pieces. We talked about it at halftime. You know, those balls bouncing around in the box from set pieces would be a place where we could score, and we just couldn't get there. We were just half a step too slow. Danny Laver looked a little leggy today and lost the ball at times in the middle of the field. And obviously, you know, Arriaga made that final mistake, whether that was just a lack of concentration, fatigue coming back after being out for a week or so. But, you know, having multiple games in a week, so three in, what's that?
8 days.
Eight days. You know, you have this sense of you have a bad performance, you can get back out in the field in about 2 or 3 days and put it all behind you and put in a good one. You know, the players will want to get back out there, but it's also the ability to get back on the practice field, work on a couple of things, give some guys a rest, make sure their legs get back underneath them, and Brian can fine-tune again and maybe have a couple of extra players to pick from.
Well, you guys talk about how many Sounder players are out. I mean, we do need a couple hands and maybe a foot for this. And, you know, Shane O'Neill did get back on. He was questionable with his left hip flexor. So to get him back on the field there in the second half, that was great. And then the players out, Will Bruin, Jordy Delem, which he will not return this season, of course, with the ACL. Nico Ladero, Stephen Fry, who was on the broadcast today, did a great job with Keith and Casey. Jordan Morris, likely, you know, very, very, very slim chance that he actually returns. So you can count basically Jordan Morris out, Nuhu's still out, and then you also have Christian Roldan with the United States. They're playing Jamaica right now. And then you have Alex Roldan. He was with El Salvador. They lost in the Gold Cup yesterday, so you would think that Alex Roldan would now be returning. Hopefully they can have him back. And, you know, if we're talking about a tough day at the office, Kellen Rowe had a really tough day.
He may have, but, again, I'm looking at the sum total of the body of work. They're in first place. They're missing
right.
Everybody in a kitchen sink. Those guys are going to get healthy.
Right.
I am a glass half full on how this season will play out. Don't forget where this team was in 2016, in 2017. So many seasons where at the midway point, we're going, it better get better.
But here's the frustrating thing for Brian and his staff is that typically with performances like that today, maybe you take them out and you bring new guys in, right? If you have a full, healthy, strong squad, he's got to go and put some of those guys back on the field and try and get something out of them again, right, who have made mistakes today, who have gone hobbled off with an injury, whether that was an injury or whatever it was with Sissoko, we just don't know. He seemed all of a sudden to walk off the field. He's going to have to find something from these guys because he's going to have to rely on an Arriaga, potentially, a Sissoko to come back in, kind of push that aside in the performance they put in today, Kellen Rowe you mentioned, and get him back out in the field. Whereas, you know, in any other situation, a coach brings down the axe on some of these players and the next guy comes in.
Well, for Kellen Rowe, with Alex Roldan back, it means he's back into that midfield trio in you. What if they go back to the 3-5-2, and that seemed to be a better spot for him earlier in the season. So we will see. Tonight it is a 3-1 loss for your Seattle Sounders against Sporting Kansas City. Well, season ticket deposits for the 2022 season are now available. Don't miss your chance to secure the best seats at Lumen Field for next year by placing a deposit today. Visit soundersfc.com/tickets to learn more. We'll come back and give you our Emerald Queen Casino play of the match. You could probably figure out which one that was and continue breaking down this match before we look ahead to the next week's San Jose next Saturday. A lot more to get to on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Well, as the sun sets here on Lumen Field, Sounders falling tonight to Sporting Kansas City, 3-1, the final score. Goals for Kansas City, and it was the nail in the coffin there in the 72nd minute as Duke puts it in, catches Javier Arriaga sleeping there in the north goal here at Lumen. And it's 3-1 the final. But it's time for our Emerald Queen Casino play of the match, and it is the one goal for the Sounders, and it's the 50th career regular season goal in Ray Green for Freddie Montero.
João Paulo on the turn, Rowe an option out wide. Reed Baker Whiting just to the left. It's gone for Kellen Rowe. Three inside the area. Whipped in delivery. Melia with the punch clear. Reed Baker Whiting trying to get on the end of it. And it is redirected. Oh! Freddie Montero! His 50th goal in regular season play for Seattle Sounders. That's a record. And the Sounders are back in it.
The play of the match is presented by the Emerald Queen Casino, official casino partner of Sounders FC. And that was the moment where it's 2-1 early in the second half, Danny.
Yeah.
You can feel the team coming on. They're playing on the front foot. And you felt, and the crowd was into it. That was the beauty of it. Wade, we talked about that too. Beautiful night. 32,000 people. And that was the moment where, all right, we've seen so many comebacks. And they're attacking the south end. How many times have we seen this happen? And really, all the way up until that Duke goal, it felt like this thing was going to be 2-2, if not a Sounder comeback win, because everything started to roll Seattle's way.
You know, the storyline was going to be what's been written in the stadium before. 2-0 down, nick a goal with plenty of time left on the clock.
How about 3-0?
Right, yeah. 3-0 down, right? Yeah. And, you know, all of a sudden the momentum comes, these waves of attack and, you know, pressure coming. At some point, the other team folds, and then we get a goal and maybe roll it into three and get out of here with a win potentially. But that was just a nail in the coffin. I think, Casey mentioned it as well on air. It just took the wind out of all the sails, any momentum that was building. And it was in fits and starts, right? It wasn't that kind of that natural progression of pressure we've seen this team have, because potentially the players on the field or the players that were missing. But, you know, it was going to come. Raul, you could see there was another half chance going to come. You know, Brad Smith had some fresh legs up and down the left-hand side, but it just didn't materialize. And unfortunately, you know, at this level, you give a kid half a chance in the box, you know, he's going to get a goal once in a while.
Yeah, again, we mentioned the disappointment that comes with the first loss at home of the season. But overall, it's, again, looking at the week, that for me is a three-point week. Three games and only 3 points, two losses. It feels bad from that perspective. This team is still in first place in the West. Their position is strong. And as players return from the injury list, from international duty, the health of the group when everyone's here and the quality of the group when everyone's here suggests that this is going to be a very, very good season. And it is about, nobody in the league knows it better than the Sounders, it's about playing your best soccer at the end of the year. And the Sounders are not playing their best soccer. And there's room to improve. And there's players to come in. So I'm an optimist, as I said earlier, about where the season is headed on a trajectory sense. But people have to get healthy. You know, that until that happens, Sounders have to fight and scrap for everything they get. The margin for error with inexperienced players is very, very small. And there were too many errors today to compensate.
And the exciting thing, I agree, you know, we have to be critical at times, right? You know, players make mistakes. 35,000 people can see that mistake. You got to call some of these things out. But you're also going to look at very much glass half full, right? You, like Wade said, you're in at first place still. Even if you kind of stutter through the next 2 to 4 weeks until you start getting some of these players back, you know, you're still going to be in a very high spot, hitting momentum going into September. We know the track record of the Sounders of the last years is, like Wade said, it's all about momentum. Right. But don't forget, it's not just players who come back onto this starting 11 that we expect to see. What you have now is a bunch of players who are now getting game time experience. They're not getting bench and practice experience. They're getting game time experience in front of a bunch of people. So when you come back in September and you get some of the big name players back, you're practicing with a group of players who are match fit, you know, healthy to the point where they're ready to be selected if needed. You know, they're hungry, they've felt it, they've tasted that kind of sense of playing in front of a big crowd, in front of a Sounders crowd. They want to be back out there. So the level in practice raises up, which can only prepare the team more as it gets into playoffs.
And the best part of that is they're at the top of the table in the West, so they don't have to rush these guys back. They will get them back eventually. So you want to be healthy for the stretch run. And if you're healthy for the stretch run, we've seen this before. If you're healthy in the postseason, tell me the last time the Sounders didn't make the playoff. They didn't make the MLS Cup. 2018, Chad Marshall and Christian Roldan were hurt in that second leg against Portland. I will forever go to my grave thinking that if Christian Roldan or Chad Marshall are healthy for that second leg, the Sounders are in MLS Cup 2018. And then we're talking about five straight. So if this team is healthy in the playoffs, they're in MLS. It's just the way. So right there with that perspective, you take it easy with those guys. You make sure that they are going to be healthy in September, October, November, because you're playing for December, the first weekend of December. That's what you're playing for. And this season, certainly, I think that's where our sights are because of just how well this team has started. Second loss. It's funny, Wade, you mentioned, you're looking at this week, three games, you come away with 3 points there. I had a buddy ask me earlier this week, and I had to go check it. He said, would you take a draw for Minnesota, Austin, and KC? I thought I said yes. I actually said I would take 4 points, not 3 points. But, sir, all to say, I mean, 1 point difference, right, is at the end of the day, 3 points out of this, and if they had gone draw, it's a little bit of a different perspective because the undefeated streak's still going, et cetera, but at the end of the day, it's 3 points, and this team is still at the top of the conference, and that is the good news for this club. So, now what's next for this team? Well, next Saturday, July 31st, your Seattle Sounders take on the San Jose Earthquakes at Lumen Field. Get tickets to the 2 p.m. match by visiting soundersfc.com/tickets. You can also watch the contest on Joe TV, stream on Prime Video, or listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. And for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Next Saturday's match is presented by Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, encouraging all fans to make a doctor's appointment for their annual wellness exam today. So we'll take a break and talk about what this next week or what this next 6 days are going to be like for Brian Schmetzer and company. How do they approach this next week, and how do they look ahead to San Jose next Saturday? We'll talk about that. But back here at Lumen Field, it's 3-1 the final, Sporting Kansas City getting the win over your Sounders. More next on Sports Radio 950 KJR.
You're listening to the home of Sounders FC, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Sounders suffer their second defeat of the season tonight here at Lumen Field. 3-1 the final score against second-place Sporting Kansas City in the Western Conference. Seattle still holding that top spot, though. And as we look ahead to what's next for this club, it's going to be next Saturday, so 6 days away. It's going to be right here at Lumen Field, 2 p.m., 1:30 pregame here on KJR for the Sounders in San Jose. And it's kind of been of a tough season for San Jose, tied for second to last in the Western Conference. They're only 3-7-5, 14 points in 15 games. They've given up 25 goals, which is second most in the conference. Danny, as we look at this, and we can look ahead a little bit, I guess, to San Jose, but moreover, what I really want to focus on here for the last few minutes is what Brian Schmetzer's message is right now, how they go about this next week, what's the mentality here 6 days away from your next game coming off of this loss.
I'd love to be in that room where that magnet board has players and they start moving those pieces around, because I think certain players in the last week have now put themselves in a position where they could be considered for different positions. Josh Atencio playing in the back line against Austin, going back there again today when Sissoko came out and had what would be said a solid performance for sure. I mean, we talked about this on air before. He's got the characteristics that we've seen, you know, size, ability in the air. He needs to work on those kind of those nuanced part of his games where he doesn't get knocked off balance. So we saw him a couple of times, you know, in the middle of the field where he gets pushed aside too easily and then they get, in case he got through. So he'll have to work a little bit on that and getting his body in the right positions. Freddie Montero is a great person to look at for that, right, with his stature, but his ability to hold pressure off, hold the ball up and protect it. So I think Atencio, does he fall back in the back three? Or does he hold his position in the midfield? Roldan obviously comes back. Where does Kellen Rose slide in? We've seen Jimmy Madronda come inside before. Does that allow Brad Smith a week of rest now to get back on the field and play that left-hand side? So, you know, I think Freddie and Raul by default are going to be in those two positions. I've liked this idea that they're playing almost two number 10s. You know, I think Wade calls it like a box, a two and a two, where they're playing a little bit more advanced in behind Raul, and you can sit two holders right in front. And so I think there's probably, you know, six or seven guys that you would say are in probably solid positions. And then there's probably three or four, maybe even more, that you would slide around and start to pick around. But obviously having someone like Alex Roldan back into the lineup to slide up and down the right-hand side of that experience is going to be great.
Danny, you quickly mentioned Alex Roldan back. I should mention the United States playing Jamaica right now in the Gold Cup quarterfinals. Christian Roldan came on just 10 minutes ago in this match. It's 0-0. So if Jamaica was to beat the United States, you get Christian Roldan back too.
Yeah, I think that there's a, I remember my freshman philosophy class in college, and I learned about a thing called Occam's Razor. You can look it up on the internet, folks. It basically says that when faced with multiple solutions to a complex problem, the simplest solution is usually the best. That's essentially what it is. So the solution to two losses in 1 week, it might be as simple as going back to what do we have and what are these guys' best spots? That Danny brings up that question of, well, what is Josh Atencio? We've seen him in midfield. He's looked all right. We've seen him as a center back. He's looked all right. Deciding what you have there might be a place to start, because I do think that it's not as simple as just saying we have Arriaga and he's a center back, and Yaimar and he's a center back, and Shane O'Neill, mm-hmm. and that has to be your three. The solution might be, let's play the best three. And if the best three includes Atencio, somebody else has to sit. That's the simple solution. I say it's simple. It's not simple because Brian Schmetzer's got to go to somebody making a good paycheck and say, listen, I know you're going to be upset by this, but you're going to sit.
You know, I think the benefit of what we have in this squad of healthy players is Kellen Rowe, yes, he didn't have a great game today, and Madronda. Those are players that can play in a variety of different positions, which has been such an advantage for this team and Brian to be able to plug a Kellen Rowe as a number 10, a holding player alongside JP. He's obviously played on the right-hand side now. You know, the versatility of some of these players has allowed Brian to kind of, you know, mix and match and move things around. But I also think, you know, even things like JP, right? Like, he could slide in the middle of a three and be the distributor out of the back that we don't have right now. He could have two, you know, beasts on either side who just could have kind of wreck shop, and then he comes in and starts distributing the ball. He's feisty. He can read the game. He organizes. Just, again, not saying that he's going to do that, but it's another option that Brian has potentially to play with.
We'll see what happens against San Jose. Once again, that's going to be a 2 p.m. kickoff, 1:30 pregame right here on KJR next Saturday here at Lumen Field, Sounders and the San Jose Earthquakes. Well, thank you to everybody with the broadcast today. Craig back in the studio, Terry here on site, Danny Jackson and Wade Weber. My name is Jackson Feltz. We thank you so much for staying tuned. Unfortunately, it's the second loss of the Sounders season. That is 3-1 to Sporting Kansas City tonight. We'll talk to you next Saturday for Sounders and San Jose. Also, Sounders Weekly on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to Garth Lagerwey about this game, about the Austin game, and what's ahead to come for the club. A lot more to get to here. Sports Radio KJR will have it all for you. It's Chuck and Buck tomorrow at 6 a.m. That'll start our week. But thank you again for listening. Sounders falling to Sporting Kansas City today, 3-1.
You've been listening to the Sounders FC Postmatch Show on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Sounders FC Soccer is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. 95 calories and 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Tune in July 31st when your Seattle Sounders take on the San Jose Earthquakes at 2 p.m.